impressions about Chris Mack and his presence on the field?
It's great. You know, he's a guy that's going to stay consistent, and I think he has, even though his title's changed. He brings a lot of excitement. As you can see, there's a lot of music and things going on out here that kind of keeps it up-tempo, but it's been great so far. A lot of energy from the guys, and it's been fun.
Music a little bit. What are your thoughts on the music so much?
They mix it up pretty well, actually. Kind of, it'll make everybody happy, which is good. Real good.
How does it differ from a year ago?
Oh, they play it longer, so they kind of, if things get kind of a lull, you know, the music will kind of get guys going and keep the energy high, which is good.
Plus, there's been a lot of new faces on the offensive line. It's one of the leaders. I mean, how has the chemistry been coming amongst you guys? And are you like what the direction the line is going in?
I do. I said it, you know, when we first got up here, I really like the guys we have in our room. And I think the fact that it stayed consistent, personnel-wise, says something about the group we have. And I think guys believe that we can do some really good things together. And it's just going to take that consistency, being out there as much as possible with that same group.
How was the offensive line camp, and do you think it helped you?
Pardon me?
The offensive line camp, you attended.
Oh, I think it's great. We do some really special stuff out there that applies to the position that I really believe strongly in. And, I'm going to be there every offseason until I'm done playing. It's a great spot.
What were you trying to get accomplished with your goal?
In the offseason?
Yeah.
I need to obviously work on strength. Always strength. You want to get stronger. We work on mobility. And everything we do is tied back to, a pass set or run blocking. So everything we do has a reason and a specific lesson behind it, I guess.
There was some moves coming out of the offensive line camp that do you wish more guys took advantage of that opportunity?
Those things were taken out of context. And, I'm speaking on, what I believe about the place I train. I think it's a great spot. I wish everybody could be out there because we do some really great stuff. And I think it, like I said, I'll be out there every off season until I'm done playing. I truly believe in what we do out there.
Do you think you lobby maybe a couple of your teammates next year to kind of join you out there?
Well, John Jerry's out there with me now. So like I said, I'd love to have everybody out there. It's a great spot. We do a lot of good work.
Plus, you can give us an idea of what's something that really makes a difference in your opinion?
It's all, we're not just bench pressing, it's, we're doing things that are applicable to what we do on the field. So we may do a lifting movement, but then go to the field and kind of show how that movement translates to what we do on the field in pass blocking or run blocking.
This is Charles Bentley.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Weston, I know it's just a first OTA, but can you tell anything about the D-line? Obviously some new faces.
It looks good. So I've played against, Olivier and Snacks, and they're great players, and I think that I think it's going to help a lot, and I'm excited to not only get practice against those guys, but then when it comes Sunday to see those guys perform, because they're both great players. Every addition we've made, I think, has been a positive addition.
When you hear that blocking drill name after Steve, guys kind of getting into that history that you guys have, does that resonate with that group?
Yeah, it does. We were, I was fortunate to be with him for a couple weeks. He retired, I guess, my rookie year, but we were able to watch some stuff that he did, and it's, he was a great player, and if we can emulate some things that they did and take that and put it into our game, I think we'll be in a good spot.
What exactly is the drill?
I think it changes. Sometimes, I guess, the first mini camp, we were under the chutes doing run blocking. It's just the name of the period, I think. We're still kind of early on in the process, so maybe I'm completely wrong with it. But, it's an offensive line, defensive line period. We're working together, named after those two guys.
So is that something you shoot for, to get a period named after at some point?
Well, it'd be cool, but yes, it's cool. Those are two guys that really set the tone for what it means to be a Giant. So it's cool to have that, as the name of a period.
Yes, Joe, quick sneeze there for me.
I haven't talked to him. No. I think he has other things to worry about besides a period named after him. So.